Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to mikereinold.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. On this episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show, we talk about getting the most out of your PT clinical affiliation.
The Ask Mike Reinold Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure you knew about my free online course on the Introduction to Performance Therapy and Training. If you want to learn how to get started optimizing and enhancing performance, this is the course for you. Head to mikereinold.com/performance to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show. We are here at Champion PT and Performance answering your questions. Anything you want to talk about, head to mikereinold.com. Click on that podcast link and ask away. Let's see. I am joined today by Lisa Lowe, Dan Pope, Dewesh Podell, Mike Scudero, Dave Tilley, Lenny Macrina, and Kevin Coughlin. Len, who do we have for students today? Quickly,
we have a great crop of students. We have Tommy Giesen from High Point University, and we have Nancy Yoon from Mary Baldwin University in Virginia. We have Courtney Camarellis from upstate New York, Buffalo at Duville. Danielle Rankin, Dan Dan from Franciscan Missionaries of Our Ladies are Franciscan. Taylor Worthington is from URI, and we have Aiden Graham from the Stony Brook University on Long Island.
What a crew. Who's asking today's question? Who's up?
Right. Colton from Philadelphia asks, "Hi, Champion PT. I'm a third-year DPT student and just started my last clinical affiliation in a hospital-based outpatient setting. I already have a job lined up with an outpatient PT clinic after graduation that sees people one-on-one. My current clinical affiliation includes a smaller gym space with less equipment, less ortho diagnoses, and treats at least two patients an hour besides evals. I am nervous that I won't see as many post-op and ortho patients to practice my manual and treatment skills. What advice would you have to make the most out of the clinical affiliation and preparation for graduation and working full-time?"
Awesome. Great question, Colton. The first thing I thought of when I read that is you're probably going to see more post-op patients in an outpatient hospital setting than you are in a one-on-one setting. Assuming your one-on-one setting, maybe cash base, maybe I'm off base on that. That could be wrong. Hospitals tend to see tons of post-ops. So you tend to get, lots of good reps with those early post-ops, which is awesome to carry forward into your next setting when you're outside of the hospital affiliation, because you'll have so many more reps with post-ops. I'd say give it a little bit there. You might start seeing more, but I see you're saying maybe this is a little less ortho, a little less sports. I mean, I don't know. I appreciate the diversity. I appreciate, some things that you may learn from this setting and be able to make you a better outpatient ortho physical therapist. But I don't know. Who wants to start with this? Like, what advice can we give Colton to get the most out of this PT clinical affiliation? Because, again, I think a lot of people are in this situation, right? They're in an outpatient hospital that's maybe a little bit more gen pop, right? And they want to get into something more like advanced ortho or sports. But I don't know, what would we say for Colton? Mike, you want to start?
Sure. Although you may not be seeing, it sounds like what your ideal patient population would be when you start working, there's definitely a huge learning opportunity, right? So in a hospital setting, I would say really try and soak up all the medical knowledge that you can. You're going to be working in close contact with a bunch of different professions, probably like OT, obviously physicians, tons of other professions that are experts in kind of other areas of rehabilitation, diagnoses and medical treatment. So I think from a medical perspective, that's a really good opportunity to learn as much as you can, which you can then carry forward into outpatient orthopedic treatment. Potentially learn a lot about wound care in that setting as well. Learn as much as you can. And that will definitely transfer into treating not only post-operative patients, but probably all of your patients going down the line. I think the more experience you have, the better. And you get to put a lot of the knowledge that you learned in PT school to the test. And I think you'll seamlessly apply into that setting.
Awesome. And always, like, to me, I think it when you take a step back and say, what can I learn from this environment, right? I think that's like what Mike started off with. I think to me, that is the best approach, right? There may be some doctor conferences that you can attend, right? There may be some grand rounds that you can attend, like learn to take advantage of that. But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure a bunch of us have been in this setting. Who else? What do you think, Kev? What do you think?
Yeah, I would just encourage Colton to go into the clinical with an open mind, because I think Mike just hit on some good points that there's interesting things to learn in each setting. And just because it's not the setting you might want to be in long term, doesn't mean there's not a lot to learn. I had a outpatient rotation in a hospital-based setting. And even though the gym space was small and the exercise progressions, you know, kind of ended abruptly, I did learn a lot from a manual standpoint. I thought my instructor was super knowledgeable. And they had a really nice team approach, kind of like Mike was saying too. And that was something that I definitely took with me going forward, being able to collaborate with other team members. I also think sometimes, depending on where the hospital is, you can get some difficult cases. Sometimes you see more chronic pain type stuff, and that's just another area that it will be helpful to get exposure in when you're a student. And then the last thing I would say is, if it's not the setting that you want to be in long term, you know, outside of your clinical hours, go ahead and keep doing some con ed stuff. You know, read blogs, listen to podcasts, try to stay sharp in the area that you're most interested in. But there's definitely going to be something to learn, and kind of go into it with a more positive mindset, I would say.
That's great. That's great. I love that concept too, of like, you know, like learn outside, especially during clinical. You're kind of like in a different, like you're almost like in a studious mindset where you go through the day, you have so many questions. Like if you just say like, look, I'm going to go home before I have dinner, I just want to like, I want to sit down and learn something for 45 minutes every night. Like, I think that's a great way of doing it. Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, I think two little nuggets to add. One is that I think that hospital settings really offer you a lot of opportunity to sharpen like your soft skills, so to speak, right? Like that he sounds like he's talking more about like the hard skills of PT, the manual therapy, the exercise that he wants to learn. But like hospital patients, man, people are in pain. They're really struggling. Like it's not ideal. Like nobody wants to be in a hospital. Nobody wants to have surgery. Nobody wants to go through that. And so I think I learned a lot in my hospital rotations about talking to people and being empathetic and like trying to build trust and rapport with people, which, you know, for some of those settings, they're not doing a ton, but to get them to be motivated and do stuff is really challenging sometimes. So I would say that, but two is think a little wider too on like personal development as well. Like I'm sure some clinicians in there are, they might love hospital-based PT, which is really hard, man. Like that's a really hard area of PT. So maybe pick their brains about personal development stuff, career stuff, like business stuff, like try to like think a little bit wider in terms of like what you can get away from just like the best exercises for outpatient ortho. That'd be my two cents.
Yeah, no, that's a great perspective, right? It's that's some of the skills that take a little bit harder to develop too. And when you're not focused on them, you know, sometimes you miss them. So I like that. But
I think this is a perfect opportunity for this kid. Sorry, this is a perfect. I mean, I did a similar thing working in Burma. You too, Mike. I mean, we weren't necessarily hospital based, but we worked in a hospital where the doctors were doing surgery, and the hospital was right there, and we saw so many cases, and we saw a lot of post-ops. Depends on your surgeons, but you're going to see a ton of stuff. And going to a one-on-one clinic as a new grad could be a little underwhelming for you. You're not going to get the experiences that you probably truly need. It'll be a great pace for you, but you may not get the volume of people that is truly going to help you expedite your clinical learning and clinical decision-making skills like a hospital would. So I think you are... You get to spin this a different way, like Kevin said, is really take advantage of the different disciplines that you're going to be working with, because you're probably going to have speech, OT, obviously a bunch of PTs. You're going to have access to doctors, probably observe surgeries, maybe sit in on their clinicals and be able to observe them. go to, like Mike said, Grand Rounds and any kind of learning opportunities that they've created within the hospital. I think it's a fabulous internship leading up to your one-on-one based job. So I would definitely take full advantage, because I know it has helped me a ton to have that volume of patients in my head to tap into over my last 20 years to, you know, apply to my current patients.
You can always get better with a technique skill, right? That's something you can always practice. Lenny just, and everybody really in this episode, is really outlined some amazing opportunities, right? So like, you can always get better at one technique. So I wouldn't get too focused on that. But Lisa, what do you think?
I have a couple different perspectives to add here. I think, you know, similar to what Lenny was saying, I still like, that was my first clinical and PT school for me, was like an outpatient hospital-based setting. And I still have patients in my head from that are like my, you know, continuous building of patient catalog of like reference people for, you know, various conditions, whether, you know, there's like a couple people that I worked with who were undergoing chemo while they were trying to maintain their strength. You know, there were some gunshot wound people, there were some, you know, different stuff that like in that moment, you get to see them kind of in the beginning of their journey. And then you see them potentially in like a traditional outpatient setting at just a different point. And I think seeing them in the beginning gives you a better perspective of where they've been and where you're like arriving at their next stage. And having gone through personally the rehab continuum, and having gone to, as a patient, an outpatient like setting in a hospital, I mean, even just in looking around the room when I was there for myself, like there's so much variety that you're going to get to see that we've kind of all talked about, right? And there's so much, I think, creativity that you can learn from the other PTs around you, from the occupational therapists around you, from, you know, doctors are continuously popping in and out. There's just so many learning opportunities that are way different than once you get to that traditional outpatient setting, especially if you're just one-on-one with a patient. So like we've all been saying, right? It's a open your eyes a little bit more to kind of just observing the room around you and, you know, see what you can get out of not just your CI, but the other PTs, because there's a reason they've ended up there, right? They're passionate about a piece of what they're doing with their day, at least. I think it's a, I don't know. I think it's a setting you can pull a lot more from than maybe just that surface like interpretation.
Yeah, I like it. Like, don't get lost too much in this isn't the specific diagnosis you're going to be working with. Think about what are all the other things that I can learn from this, which is great. So Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, I was just going to add one last thing quick. We already noted on this, but it's a great opportunity when you're around physicians. Like, I get asked this question all the time. Like, how do you develop relationships with physicians? Well, if you're in a hospital, it's probably one of the easiest places. And you get to see how they think, their clinical reasoning, why they're doing certain surgeries. And I think that's a link that we don't have oftentimes in a standard outpatient clinic. We're constantly trying to figure out like how a doctor thinks. This is a great time to start to see that, right? It's like, oh, I did this surgery for this reason. And you kind of bounce those questions back and forth, and you can watch some of the surgeries. You know, it's one of the easiest settings to go watch a surgery. So I think that getting an idea of how surgeons think and seeing that is super valuable. It's one of those things I wish that I kind of cared for more. I kind of had your mentality going into this. And then, you know, 10 years out from PT school, I was like, oh, dang, I wish I had some more time to kind of see how these doctors think and spend some more time watching these surgeries. So.
Yeah, great perspective. That's awesome. So, Colton, I hope that helps. I hope that answers some of those questions and gives you a little bit more kind of ideas on how to get the most out of that, because I think there's some opportunity there. So, if you have a question like that, please head to microhow.com, click on that podcast link, and keep asking away. And we will see you on the next episode. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to microhow.com/podcast. And fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at mikereynolds.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.